the table, 15 children and just one daddy. Now the daddies don't want children, or at most just one or two. I remember how they used the old church house for a school. Now the schools won't let a Bible pass inside their chilly doors. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. I remember when the babies were delivered by the doctors. Now the doctors all are surgeons, making doors where doors don't go. I remember when the children were instructed by their parents. Now the TV is the parent, teaching violence and crime. Salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know it's growing. Slipping through their fingers as they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. Yes, as they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told.
I have reason. Yeah, I found my Jesus.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you folks tonight. Here we are again on another Friday night, and we're glad to be with you. Today is the 6th of October already. We've gone through almost a whole week of October now. And, yeah, new month. So let's go ahead and get a little bit of news tonight as we start out the broadcast, and hopefully more will join us as we go on. So what do we have today? Well, Gavin Newsom picks abortion activist lesbian LaFonza Butler to fill Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat as the first black lesbian to serve in this position. Well, I bet he should really be proud of himself to pick the first black lesbian abortion activist woman to serve. You know, that's just more to give account for on the day of judgment and when you face eternity, Mr. Newsom. So, and everybody will face eternity. That's what the Bible says. So everybody's going to face that, and everybody's going to face God someday, and I wonder what he's got to say for himself. I guess some people, maybe they just think they want to go to hell. They think they're going to have a big party down there and be all their friends, and that's not what the Bible says about it at all, is it? No, we know that's not what the Bible says. So what else is going on? Well, expert doctors swears that 100 million Americans have seriously damaged their hearts due to the COVID-19 jabs, the vaccinations. So now they've got a damaged heart, according to this expert doctor. Archbishop Vigano says that Catholics must seriously consider that Francis isn't the Pope. That's right. Francis never had the intentions of serving as the head of the Catholic Church. Rather, the end goal of using his authority was to undermine the Church and make it the handmaid of the New World Order. And certainly that's what he's been talking about this week, saying, criticizing America, saying it better get itself in order and keep, you know, fix itself from this not doing everything they can for climate change, which is another hoax and lie of the globalists. They want you to believe that that's real when it's not. But anyway, that's what Archbishop Vigano says. FBI creates a MAGA extremist category and targets all Trump supporters, or targets some Trump supporters. I don't know if it's all or not. Trump, it just says Trump supporters ahead of the 2024 election. Sounds political there, doesn't it? Now, a 23-year-old was arrested for gun possession in New York, and it led the FBI to a global satanic pedophilia cult. It is an extortion cult that has victimized dozens, if not hundreds, of minors, according to law enforcement documents and sources with knowledge of the investigation. So, satanic cult, worldwide, global. Huh. Well, we know they're all over the world, right? And a lot of the leaders of the world, the so-called leaders of the world, are Satanists. That is well known as well. Since 2018, at least 602 gender-confused girls in Canada, 14 years old and up, have had their breasts cut off or reduced by surgeons. Well, that's just tragic for those 602 girls. Too bad. Yeah, hate to see stuff like that. Radical pro-LGBTQ activists feel at home at queer conference at Andy Stanley's church. That's Charles Stanley's son, pro-gay son. Wow. Mm. Newly baptized tattoo artist Kat Von D, some people know who she is, she leaves witchcraft for Christianity. That's right. She was known as the Queen of Darkness, has all manner of tattoos all over her body, and she blacked out some of them with just black ink because she doesn't want to wear those horrible things anymore. She wants to not to show them, not to have them, but her library was full of satanic books, books on magic and witchcraft. She got rid of those things. Hopefully she burned them. I didn't say what she did with them, but she got rid of them. May have burned them, may not. But that's what they did in the Bible, so hopefully she followed that. But glad to see that she got saved out of her witchcraft and occultism. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. And showed pictures of her being baptized. And yeah, so Nicaraguan placed on watch list of Nicaragua is placed on the watch list of top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted. Wow. Yeah, and there's a lot of Christian persecution going on in this world, and it's going to increase before the return of our Savior. So that's part of the end times, too, is increase of persecution of Christianity, true Christians, that is. And the Chinese, let's see, and Chinese investors with suitcases full of money are buying U.S. farmland to grow the black market weed marijuana. One of the states they're really buying a lot of land in to grow marijuana in is Oklahoma. 80% of the buyers of farmland in Oklahoma are Chinese to grow marijuana, and they plan to make millions of dollars doing it. Wow. Well, some states have decided to not sell land to Chinese. Too bad that Oklahoma hasn't decided that. Yeah, foreign nationals buying up land in the United States of America, and been buying a lot from what I understand, not just for supposedly growing marijuana, but for other reasons as well. All right, well, that's my 10 news items that I wanted to share with you today. Usually I try to limit it to 10 things, even though there's so many more, but that's not, the primary focus of this broadcast. And this time together that we have here, it's about lifting up Jesus and teaching the word and get some demons out and just exalting the Lord and praying. So we're going to welcome everybody, and then we're going to pray here this evening. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today and being a part of this live radio church service here that we have on Friday night. And hopefully you will be blessed and encouraged. I want to pray for you tonight and pray for some other things. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and thank you for another opportunity to gather together here and share the word and the things of God, Father, with the dear ones that listen to the broadcast, the live broadcast on Friday night, Lord, and those that listen later as well. We ask your blessing on each and every listener, Father. We ask you to minister to them and their families and the needs of their lives, Father, whatever that might be. Lord, we ask you to touch them spiritually and physically and mentally and in every area of their life, Father, and provide abundantly an abundant supply for their life, Lord, that you would provide for them during these times of strangeness in our country that we are living in right now. Father, provide for all of us, Lord, during this time, and lead us in the way that you would have us to walk and make any preparation that we need to make as we see the world of tottering on the edge of nuclear war and so many other things going on that the WHO and the WEF trying to bring in the globalist New World Order government into the world and all these other things that are going on that we see happening right now. Father, we thank you for taking care of each of us. And, Lord, surrounding us with your angel, Father, a hedge of protection around each of us, Father. We break the curses, the hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes of the wicked ones, of those who hate Christians and who may hate us because of who we are and what we do. We break the power of their witchcraft against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the blessing fact, you said you command the blessing on us, Lord, and we thank you that we receive that blessing. We receive that blessing, Father, today in Jesus' name, and thank you for providing all our needs, Father, that you provide more than enough for us all, Lord. We give you the glory for that. We pray for the person who has cancer, which is supposedly terminal cancer, according to what I've been told this week by a gentleman who told me about this person who has the cancer. Father, we pray for their healing, Father. We pray most of all for their salvation, that they would get born again and healed, Father. For your glory, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you to minister to the person who told me about this individual, that they might have the word to say and what to do to bring this person to Christ, Father, before it's too late for him, before he goes into eternity and has no more opportunity to get saved. And so, Lord, we pray for this person's salvation in Jesus' name, Father, for your glory. And Lord, I want to pray for people's marriages tonight, Father. We pray, Lord, that particularly some that I'm aware of, Lord, we ask you to begin to heal these marriages and begin to work things out in their homes, Father, that we bind the devil from bringing destruction and causing things to happen that are not godly, not accurate, not biblical, not right. Father, we pray that people will repent and turn to you, Father, in these marriages, Father, and that you would bring them into alignment with your word, Father, in Jesus' name. For your glory, I pray, Lord. And now, Lord, we ask you to bless the broadcast tonight as we gather here together, Father, that you bless every individual listening and those who will listen later. And, Father, we cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, I ask you to minister powerfully in your word, from your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, your angels are having charge over this, Father, and the Holy Spirit will teach. And we give you the glory for that today. Give you praise and honor, Father. And thank you for our time that we have here. In Jesus' name, bless this time. Let it be a time of spiritual enrichment and encouragement. In the name of Jesus, everybody say amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, we're ready. If you're ready, I'm ready to jump into God's word, crushing the enemy tonight. All right. I may want to crush the enemy in your life and some people you know's lives. You want to see him crushed in their lives too. Amen. All right. Well, that's what we're here for. To crush the power of the enemy, and I'm going to give you a scripture about that too here in a minute. But you know, I'm very aware of evil and the enemy and his work. Why is that? Well, because I've developed a discernment, and I've seen so many things with the enemy that he's been doing to people over the years, and dealt with the enemy for years in the deliverance ministry and spiritual warfare. Yet that does not overwhelm me. It doesn't move me, because I know that, I'm even more aware of God's greatness. The older I get in the Lord, the longer I've been walking with him, the more aware I am of God's greatness and his full power and authority over Satan and all of his demonic forces of evil. Hallelujah. And so, hey, I know that I have an authority given to me, and I walk in that authority, and I have authority over all the power of the wicked one, and he's given that to me, and he's given it to you if you'll walk in it too. And so we don't have to be afraid of the devil and all his devils and demons and those who are giving their lives over to him. In fact, all of that has been given, all the authority that he has, he's given to me, he's given to you, and if you'll receive it, walk in it. And deliverance has, also made me more, keenly aware of the enemy and our authority over the enemy. And so I want to start out with an important scripture for all of us tonight. If we're going to walk in any kind of victory, we're going to have to get this down and understand this verse. So we're going to start with it. In Romans 16, verse 20, and the God of peace, thank God he gives us peace, shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Amen. So take notice here. He didn't say under Christ's foot. What did he say? He's going to bruise them under your feet, under your foot, under whose foot? Yours and mine, folks. And that word bruise in the Greek, what does it mean? It means, you know, God, it means to crush. Okay, that's what it means. Therefore, my title, of course. And so who's he going to crush? God shall. Well, how shall he do it? He's going to do it under your feet. Okay? So we see here God and man together putting Satan where he belongs. How many know we need to put him where he belongs with the power of the Holy Spirit in us? We need to put him where he belongs. And, you know, one is already completed and crushed and defeated in heaven out of God's grace, right? And the second part we do when we choose to believe in the part that God did and enforce the completed work on the enemy here and now. And that's what each one of us ought to be. We ought to be the Holy Spirit enforcers, right? We're the enforcement team of God, and we would enforce his word on the enemy, see? And so right now, we enforce that word on the enemy. We bind him right now and put him under our feet and crush him in Jesus' name. We bruise him by the power of the God, by the power of our Lord and Savior. Satan is bruised and crushed under our feet in Jesus' name. It's like having a wild horse in your field there, and he runs around and bucks and tears things up and does whatever he wants. But when you go and bridle and saddle that horse and get on him and ride him, he's subdued under your authority, and he'll do what you dictate to him to do. See? And Satan is kind of like that in a way, but he doesn't want you to know that. He doesn't want you to know your authority. He doesn't want you to know that you can bind and loose and take your authority over him, and that the spirits are subject to you, as it says in Luke 10:19-20. I mean, he strives to maintain an aura of great power over humankind, like he is the mighty ruler, you know. He is the one in charge of everybody. See, when it's really that he's God giving you the authority over the enemy. Okay? That's right, and he don't want you to know that. How many times have I had demons in deliverance and they whine and they try to threaten and say all kind of manner of lies, as in, you know, I'm not coming out, you know. I have them in a corner, you know, and they just say, well, I'm never coming out. You can't make me go. You know, they tell me stuff like that. I'm never going to leave. And, you know, and then finally, you know, keep the pressure on them and say, well, I'm coming out. You know, see, their lie has been exposed. The lie of invincibility. See, they're not invincible. Super powerful over us like they want you to think they are. See, when the host wants them out and the person doing the deliverance tells them to go in Jesus' name, they have to eventually give in and obey and leave if the host really wants them out. If the person that they're in really wants them out and they mean business and they're serious about getting rid of those spirits, they're going to have to go. Amen? They're going to have to, even though they tell you they're not coming out, and they tell you all these lies. See, but, you know, it's all a facade, but a well-entrenched facade, okay? And one that Satan has worked at selling us on for thousands of years here on planet Earth, but, you know, it's all built on a lie. I mean, know that, you know, basically what we see, a lot of it is just nothing but a lie and built on a lie. Because Satan, being the god of this world, he's the father of all lies. So his system of darkness is built on lies. Hollywood is built on lies. You know, these lies that you hear from there, you know, oh, well, if you just divorce this one, marry this one, you'll be happy. You know, I mean, all these lies. If you're greedy and you accumulate a lot of wealth, well, you'll be happy, right? If you just accumulate, like the old saying, he who dies with the most toys wins. Well, that's another lie, isn't it? Because that's not what Jesus said. Jesus says, is appointed unto mankind wants to die, and after that, the judgment. So, hey, that really sounds like that really lines up with he who is born with the most toys wins. No, it doesn't at all. See, that's another one of Satan's lies. He has a lot of lies out there. like you're going to just party in hell with all your friends forever. You know, that's a big lie. You know, but, oh, anything to deceive, you know, because he's the master deceiver, right? That's what Satan is. And so, you know, if he just tells you one lie after another. Sex outside of marriage and casual encounters is fine and has no consequences. Same with the, you know, the sex with the same sex is okay and cool, and oh, it's God that you know, have that. And no, you know, this is just lies, violence and bloodlust and vampirism, all normal and okay, and pedophilia is okay, and all these other things, and on the lies go. Washington politics, that lies there. We have your best in mind. I am your government. I have your best in mind, right? No, lies, all full of Satan's deception in this world. See, that's what we got to remember, that we're living in a dark world that, you know, that doesn't, for the most part, know Jesus. Okay, they may have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, right, as the Bible says. So the majority is going to, you know, go to hell, according to the scriptures. And so I'm going to believe the word of God that we are surrounded by darkness, but we're living in the light as children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we have to recognize our enemy. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Remember that the spirit of the world called power, what they call, you know, power, it corrupts people. When they get into power, politicians wouldn't crave that power. Who's that woman that just died? She craved the power. She wouldn't give it up. That woman from California that they just replaced with a lesbian pro-abortionist activist woman, that Newsom just replaced her with a horrible person. And so what do we have here going on today? Our whole American society is built on lies and deception, all to keep us, you know, under the control of the demonic realm, keep people demonized and under the influence of Satan and his demons. Hey, we need to come out of that darkness, people of God, and live in his marvelous light. See, that's what we're supposed to be living in, coming out of the darkness, living in his marvelous light all the days of our life. Even though we live in a dark world, we're not in the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Excuse me. We're in the world, but we're not of this old wicked world. See, Isaiah 60, verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. See, this is what you need to live in, the glory of God, see. His glory shall be upon you. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isn't that what you want? You want the people to see the glory of God upon you, the glory of God in your life, the presence of God in your life? Amen. Amen. And see, that's us in a dark world. See, hallelujah. You know, we've got the glory of God upon us. Yeah, and they touch us, they're touching God, right? So yeah, they don't fool lightly with us, because if you're messing around with us, you know, you're going to reap what you sow, and it's going to be unpleasant, because he says, you touch one of these little ones, it would be better, you know, that you had a milestone tied around your neck and cast into the bottom of the sea than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. And so look out, devils, and look out, people who want to hurt God's people and persecute God. People. Micah 7:8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Amen. We're going to rise. We may fall, but we're going to keep on rising up, folks. I mean, you got to remember that. You may fall, but you're going to get back up. Amen. And the light is going to be around you, the light of the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord is a light unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is some good news, and thank God for Jesus. Let's go to Luke 1:7-79 also, and read this one before we move on. Through the tender mercy of our God. Listen, God has tender mercy for you, and you can just receive that right this moment if you want. whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hallelujah. He's the God of peace, remember? We read that. And so he's guiding our feet into that peace and the way of peace, the way of the God of peace. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan and put him under our feet, right? He's under our feet. We crush him. So, hey, everyone sits in darkness until we ask Jesus into our heart. Thank God we did. Thank God you did. Amen. Thank God that we are born again. And whenever you find darkness, what are you going to find? You're going to find demons. Paul says, even in my flesh dwells no good thing. Okay? And he said, I do what I don't want to do. So Christian or not, there is darkness in the flesh, and we don't want to live in and from our flesh because we are not to be ruled by the flesh. We're to be ruled by the Spirit of the living God. Amen? And so thus, their lives are full of turmoil and torment. Their lives are, because of the lies, they're full of turmoil and torment. And even Christians, we've seen their lives. When they yield to these things of darkness and they don't know any better and they say that Christians can't have demons and they don't believe that stuff that is true and biblical, their lives are so often full of turmoil and torment. That's right. They miss the part that they have in this matter, see? That Christ's victory is going to have to be appropriated, received, and enforced by every believer in the church if they're going to walk in the authority that they've been given, see? All that Jesus has done, you're going to have to personally enter into it yourself. He's given us great and precious promises, but if you don't receive the promises, what good are the promises going to do, you see? You know, you've got them. They're yours. They've been given. All things that pertain to life and godliness have been given, but have they all been received? No, they haven't all been received, and they should be being received, because why would God give them if he didn't want you to receive them? Of course he wants you to receive them. You say, well, I'm not worthy to receive them, but yes, you are worthy because he made you worthy. You could never make yourself worthy. Oh, but don't I have to try harder, be better, straighten up this and fix this before I could be worthy? No, that's not what the Word says. The Bible says if you get born again, he clothes you with a robe of righteousness and giving you great and precious promises, see, that you might be partaker of the divine nature, see? And because of what he did and the blood of Jesus that washes away your sins and what he did on the cross 2,000 years ago, he went and made a public show over Satan and defeated him. And now you need to receive the results of that defeat. You need to receive the results of what he did when he went in and made a public show over Satan, took the authority from him, gripped him, and given us authority over all the power of the enemy. We need to receive that and walk in that and act bold in it and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but be truly a bold one, like God has called us to be bold as a lion, right? The righteous are bold as a lion. And not have a life full of turmoil and torment all the time. Amen? See, all that Jesus has done, you've got to get it yourself. You've got to receive it. See? If you don't receive it, it'll just lie there waiting for you to receive it, available at any time that you begin to step out in faith and say, this is mine. I receive it. I'm going to walk in this. Hallelujah. God gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Luke 10:19. Let's go remind ourselves of this. Luke 10:19-20, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. You see that? And it says in the next verse that the spirits are subject to you. Amen. But we're rejoicing, not about that, but we're rejoicing our names are written in heaven. I mean, but we do recognize that the spirits are subject to us and that we have been given power. Because he said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. In other words, what is that tread? That means to trample and to crush. That goes right along with Romans that we read just a while ago in Romans 16:20 about crushing. We tread, trample, crush. That's the Greek word for tread is trample and crush. And so many are afraid to confront the enemy in the darkness because they think somehow that Satan can retaliate and punish them and get back at them for doing so. You know, that is nothing but giving place to a spirit of fear of the devil. And how many Christians have a fear of the devil because they're walking in a measure of superstition today? They superstition that, oh, if I really attack the enemy, he's going to get me. Oh, he's going to come after me. And, oh, my, what's going to happen to me and my family if I attack the devil? And so they won't do anything. They're afraid. They're superstitious at the devil. But what did we just read? I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So what are you doing being afraid of the devil, that he's going to backlash on you, that he's going to get you? Now, you have the authority over him. How's that going to take place now? Now, I know if people who backslide and they don't keep on walking with God, I know some people that got ate up by the devil because they turned their back on deliverance, and they have been taught, you know, at one time many years ago, they were part of a church, and then they turned on deliverance, and they rejected deliverance, and now the enemy has just devoured their lives, and you know, that's a tragic thing there, to see that happen to people, because, you know, once you have this knowledge, man, you're accountable for what you know. Thank God you know it, and why would you ever want to go back to the weak and beggarly elements? Why would you want to ever go back to the world system of darkness and reject the truth that's so powerful as the ministry of deliverance? And why would people want to do that? Because they just, you know, the enemy will get them if they do. I mean, obviously, because they come out from under their authority. They're not walking in their authority anymore. They acquiesce to the devil's lies when they've been taught better. They know the truth, and then they reject the truth. That's a condition I wouldn't want to be in, okay? So God has given us, though. He's given us that walking in the truth. He's given us assurance here that nothing will hurt you, that nothing will hurt you, and you can tread on the enemy. See? And if you do tread on the enemy, nothing going to hurt you either, because he told you that nothing shall by any means hurt you. So really, why are you afraid of the devil? Why are you afraid to engage him in a spiritual battle? Why are you afraid to confront him in spiritual warfare? See, he's the defeated one, not you. Unless you let him defeat you, I mean, you give him permission, he will defeat you. But I don't give him that permission. Do you give him that permission? Don't give him permission with the words of your mouth. Don't give him permission with your action. Just simply don't give him permission, see? Because the enemy's afraid, man. You'll say that, hey, I've had enough of this, and you start treading him down under your feet, see? He's afraid you might do that, see? He doesn't know what you might do, see? If you get inspired by the Holy Spirit and stirred up by the Word of God, you know, he doesn't know what you're capable of doing. He knows that you have that authority. He knows that he's been stripped. And so he don't want to be under you. He doesn't want to be crushed under you. He wants to rule over you, and you need to change that. If you're being ruled over by devils, you need to put an end to that right now, see? You need to take your authority and begin to walk like it's so and act like it's so, because it is so, see? You wouldn't act like something was so unless it really was so, see? And you're calling things that are not as though they are because they are so in the Spirit, see? God has already, you know, given you great and precious promises of God. He's already told you that greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father which is in heaven, right? So, hey, you know, we can do it. And a lot of people are listening to his fear tactics, his lies, though, that say, you know, if you fight the good fight of faith and you resist the devil, things are going to go bad for you, or they'll go from bad to worse if you start doing that. So he threatens people. You know, he's got a lot of threats, you know. He'll put out a lot of threats to you and make you think like, oh, my, if you do this, you're going to be in sin. Or if you do this, you're going to be destroyed. I'm going to get you for that. Or, you know, I've been told by demons, we're going to destroy your ministry. We're going to destroy you. We're going to kill you. I've had demons tell me all those things when I'm casting them out of people, you know, and they sometimes talk, and I have to tell them, be muzzled in Jesus' name and be quiet in the name of Jesus. Hush in Jesus' name and shut up in Jesus' name. You know, I've told them all those things. But they sometimes will talk and make these, you know, threats, and here we are still going on, and the devil is a liar, amen? But the word shortly in Romans 16:20 does not mean that someday in the sweet by and by the victory will come. No, 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 no. That's what, you know, we some people think, but no. It means that once you enter the conflict with the enemy, it will be a quick and decisive victory. That's what that means. Shortly means entache in the Greek, entache, I think, I'll pronounce it more correctly, but it means with swiftness, with speed, quickly, speedily. You know, for years I thought even that this scripture, way back in my early days of ministry, I thought that this scripture meant at the coming of the Lord. But folks, it means now, and it means fast, because you don't have to wait. Once you command in Jesus' name, the authority is yours. I mean, once you start speaking to the enemy in Jesus' name, he knows immediately that you have the authority to do it. And he immediately, you know, even though he may put up a fight like in deliverance, they try not to come out as long as they can. They try to keep a hold of their host as long as possible. But you can keep commanding and keep enforcing that authority on them, and they're coming out, okay? In short order, they're going to come out. If the person wants them out of them and they're out of agreement with those demons, it's coming out, okay? It's coming out, and it's fast. It's not going to take you for years and years to get this thing out. Or if a person's ready to get something out, it's going to come out as the person who walks in authority commands them to come out, okay? So what if he's having Halloween this month, okay? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Halloween month, October. He tries to bring his high satanic day in and do all these child sacrifices to gain more power, and surely there is demonic power released when they do that. But we can counter that, and we have the authority to do so, but we need to take it seriously, because the enemy takes it very seriously, and he does have power to operate, you know, in the world system of darkness and to some degree. But we have the greater power over him through Jesus, and not everybody's a believer, and not everybody will walk in this power who is a believer. So look at all the believers who are suffering today by Satan's hand. Many believers are suffering today by Satan's hand because of their ignorance. My people perish for lack of knowledge, you know, just ridiculous ignorance. There's no excuse for ignorance. When you have a Bible sitting on your counter at home or on your bedside table, there's no excuse for ignorance, biblical ignorance. You pick up that Bible, you read that Bible, and you let the Holy Spirit speak to you, and you keep reading it until you get the Holy Spirit quickening it to you. Amen. Amen. Don't let go of the Word of God. That Word of God is your life source to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, see? And you need to love His Word. Amen. Love His Word. I love His Word, see? And you should love His Word, too. I mean, we should all love His Word. I'm a lover of the Word of God, see? So put him under your feet quickly when he tries to bring these threats, and he tries to exalt himself through Halloween, people buying all this stuff already. You see it in the stores, all this Halloween garbage, ghosts, goblins, demons, and all this. Satan is trying to exalt himself with his lies right now and paint a picture that is just a bunch of lies that he's trying to paint. So, hey, yeah. So put him under your feet. Any victory that he gains is going to be short-lived at best, right? Especially around believers who know how to use their authority. So start crushing. You know, I'm disgusted at Satan's pride and arrogancy. You know, he thinks he's something, man. And think, you know, God would, I do believe that God would have us to have a holy hatred for the evil, because God said to hate evil. So I do believe that he would have us to have a holy hatred for evil and not to love evil. We're not to embrace evil and embrace and get in bed with it, okay? Yeah. Oh, man, just like way back there when I was pastoring in Wyoming years ago, that like the guy, Eau Claire, you know, who testified at the trial about Matthew Shepard, coming on to him, how he was so angry and anger rose up in him. You know, I'm saying it really, if this is really real or not, because some people say that wasn't even real, and I'm not sure that it was, because I had some questions about it when it happened back then. But, you know, so if any of that was true at all. But anyway, it should be like that in us. I mean, something rose up in him about that homosexual coming on to him. You know, he didn't like it, and something rose up in him. And it should be like that with us when we face the devil. Something ought to rise up in us when Satan comes on to us with his garbage to try to tempt us, try to steal, kill, and destroy us. We ought to rise up in a war mode and say, no way, devil. You're not stealing my health. You're not stealing my wealth. You're not stealing my marriage. You're not stealing my peace. You're not stealing my joy, my friends, my job, my family, whatever it is that he's trying to steal from you, because he's doing his steal, kill, and destroy agenda on everybody that he can get away with it is, with even the lost people. I mean, he's doing it to people that, you know, are evil. He's still killing and destroying them and using them for his evil, wicked ways, you know. He's doing that too as well. Hallelujah. Let that holy righteousness, that warring spirit of God, because the Bible says the Lord is a man of war, you know. So, hey, let that holy righteous war anger come up and put you into the war motion and war mood and fight and wrestle with the enemy until you prevail. That's right. Wrestle him down. For we wrestle not with, you know, flesh and blood, right? But with principalities and powers and wicked spirits and high heavenly places. And so wrestle him down under your feet and crush that arrogant, prideful, evil buzzard in his, and put him in his place, right? And be bold with your biblical spiritual authority that God has given you. That's right. Amen. And see what the results will be. And they'll be mighty in God, of course, because, hey, when we walk in the power of God, all things are possible to him that believes, see? So start doing it now, saints. Start using the keys of the kingdom, binding and loosing. Whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. Do your daily binding and loosing. I tell you, our country has been invaded with darkness. All manner of darkness. The borders are wide open. You hear that today about the Biden supposedly going to do something about closing a stretch of the border. Well, you'll see if they do that or not. But supposedly they're going to close part of the border down in Texas and build some kind of barrier, they call it. We'll see. But people are praying against that because our borders are wide open and every manner of wickedness is coming into this country right now, even though we already have plenty of it. We're getting a whole lot more. Who was that guy, Elon Musk? They did an interview. He was down on the border yesterday, and he was being told about a guy who came across the border with tear tattoos on, and each tear counted for a person that they murdered. And he had a lot of tears there, tattooed on his face, and showing that he'd already murdered a bunch of people. And this person was asked if he's ever been arrested. Oh, no, I've never been arrested. No, senor. Yeah. But, hey, you know, maybe he's gotten away with all those murders. But he's coming into the country, you know. These people being just let in right and left into the country, and millions of people coming in, and it's just open borders, open season on America, and it's going to destroy America the way it has been and the way it could be because of this, what the globalists are doing here through the globalist administration that we're dealing with here right now in this country. It's a tragic thing, of course. So Hindu devil too. I mean, we've got a lot of Hindu spirits in this country now that who often jerk the person's head around when they manifest like they do in those Hindu sexual dances that these people do. And when they're under the influence of those spirits, they do these dances, and they think they're the ones dancing. But no, the demons are dancing through them with suggestive language of evil spirits and sexual spirits and those Hindu dances and also the pedophilia and the LGBTQ and all this stuff that's coming in. I mean, we are fighting darkness on many fronts right now, I tell you. And I've been in Hindu countries, like, you know, a lot of people don't realize it. That Guyana, which I went for a number of years, I would go down there and minister. Haven't been lately, but when I'd go there, minister every Sunday in most areas, the Hindus would gather together and beat the drums, and a person would stand in the center as the spirits would be called up and begin to speak through the person in the center. Of course, all the people in the group have demons because they're all Hindus and seeking, you know, to bring forth the spirit to through the one person who's going to talk to them from devils, right? I tell you, it's the dark Hindu is great darkness, and India, of course, persecutes Christians and supposedly tries to protect them at the same time, which really they're getting a lot of persecution over there, and there are Christians there, thank God for the Christians, and I know someone who has a ministry over there is very active and has been there a number of times and ministering when they go over there to the Christians and those whom they minister to when they take a team over. But, you know, it was like going to India down in Guyana, and it has been when I've gone because, you know, a good portion of the population are people from India, and another large portion, the other second largest portion is the black people who are brought over as slaves from Africa, and the Hindu people were brought over as slaves from India. So that's what it's primarily made of there population-wise. So, some of the darkest places on earth today are India and Japan, which is less than 5% Christian. And, of course, right here in America, it's very dark here. In fact, Salt Lake City is very dark because the Mormon, you know, headquarters are there. And that's a bunch of lies there, you know, trying to look like they're so nice and clean and family-oriented, yet I'm telling you, they're not that way at all, because I pastored in a town that was 70% or more LDS Mormons, right? What does LDS stand for? Lost damn souls, right? No, but really, that's what they are. They're lost damn souls if they don't get saved. And you know, that's what happened to people that don't accept Christ, and they did not. They're a cult. And they don't believe that biblical salvation. They don't believe the blood of Jesus and the power of the blood. They don't believe a lot of things, and they're not clean. They're full of lust and incest spirits and polygamy, Satan worship and greed and more under the facade of their religion. You know, I know a number of Mormons are Satanists, and a well-known individual in the Mormon church is a Satanist who's written books on cleanliness. And, you know, there's a lot of witchcraft and the occult there within their evil rites that they do in their so-called temples. Oh, yeah, and they have a temple in Billings, and they have temples in a lot of cities. Boise has a temple, and a lot of towns have their big temples, you know, where they go and have these secret ceremonies, and they get baptized for the dead, supposedly, and all these occultic things that they're involved in. Yeah. So how about the Vatican, another dark, deceptive place, you know, the Vatican and this evil that goes on under the Vatican. Oh, my, yeah, there's a lot to be discovered about that, too, that people don't know. The Philippines is very demonic, and even though there are a number of Christians there, it's a very demonic area. China is a very demonic area. Indonesia is a very demonic area, and the Arab countries, very demonic area, too, because they persecute Christians and hate Christianity and exalt the Muslim religion, a deceptive lie, another deceptive lie of Satan. Yeah, I remember a person that we ministered to, a relative has sold all their children and grandchildren to the devil to have wealth and power and sexual power. Yeah, I mean, really? Our country is getting darker and darker. And we live in a dark world. We could go on and on and on there and to things that, you know, are in this wicked world, because we need to put Satan's neck under our feet, folks. We need to crush him. Say America has much or more demons than these other countries now. I mean, it's getting so difficult in America. I mean, hello. I think America has as much demons as anywhere else nowadays, because we've let everything come in here. So we have a conglomerate of this, that, and the other in this country now, that all that's coming over the border, and plus the Shintos, the Buddha, the shamanism, the Santeria, we're building some mosque in our country, and the Church of Satan, witches, warlocks, all of its darkness, all of its darkness. And so it's sad. They all believe the lies of a well-entrenched evil, too. And we have so many traditions of darkness in this country right now. People need to wake up to these traditions. Where do they come from, these traditions that we have in our country? Well, we need to examine them, because a lot of them are coming right out of evil, right out of darkness. And we need to wake up, people, I tell you, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This world is going to hell quickly. The Bible says hell enlarges itself. We need to get filled with Jesus and declare all out war on the enemy in you and around you. Bind and loose and cast out, and love and care for the lost and those that are in bondage to darkness. And that we can lead them to Jesus. We can bring them out, hating even the garments that are stained and smell of smoke by the wickedness that they've been involved in. Amen? I mean, we need to get rid of the evil that we have the authority to get rid of, and be bold, okay? Be bold as a lion, folks. We can't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, folks. However, there's a danger to all of us that I want to talk about here tonight, see? The enemy wants to distract you from your callings in life, and that's what he's very busy at, is the spirits of distractions being released upon Christianity today, you know, to distract you from Jesus. The calling for all of us to be spiritual warfare warriors and win against our adversary. There's these distractive spirits to take you off of your calling, and many today are facing, you know, so many different distractions and so many different problems in the church. See, if the devil can keep you busy all the time with all the personal distractions of your life, then how will you ever get out there and be the mighty warrior and take him down, see? One area that he's hitting, you know, a lot of Christians have been faced with marital problems today, problems in the home, problems getting along with their spouse, or getting along with the in-laws, the outlaws, whatever they may be called, you know, with the relatives, with their children, rebellious children, because they're trained in the government school system to rebel against their parents and against God. And so we have all these problems going on. Satan is very distractive with all these problems, causing people to be caught up in sexual sin, distracting them that way. I mean, the devils are looking for anything to distract you, to pull you off course. I mean, marriages are being attacked horribly today, and many marriages are on the verge of divorce, but because they're Christians, many of them won't divorce, of course, and that's good, because God hates divorce, but it's such a battle to get along with one another. They're suffering. They fight all the time. They argue. They have strife in their home, or they give each other the silent treatment, won't talk to each other. I mean, these are attacks on the home. The devil hates Christian homes and Christian children, and doesn't want spouses to raise their children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So it's all out warfare there. And so Christians need to realize that they're having problems in their home. The devil's behind it. They need to recognize the source and go to war against it, and recognize that they need to follow the word in their marriage and begin to apply the word of God in their marriage, instead of just trying to, you know, do it on their own, or trying to, you know, just be as selfish and focus on themselves all the time, which is what usually causes a lot of problems in marriages anyway. Well, you didn't treat me right, or you didn't talk nice to me. And you whine all the time about what their mate is doing wrong, but you never look at what you're doing wrong, see? So it needs to be both of you looking at what you're doing wrong, and both of you examining yourselves and laying down your life for the other person. And that's a challenge indeed, but, you know, all things are possible, you know, to him that believes. It's possible to have a good marriage, and in spite of all the warfare, no perfect marriages out there. because the Bible says if you marry, you'll have trouble in the flesh. There's going to be some trouble in the flesh. There's going to be some difficulties when you're trying to, you know, put together two people and cause them to be able to live together in harmony and peace in Christ. And when the enemy hates that, he doesn't want that to happen. So marriages are certainly an attack area, and I've never seen a perfect marriage yet. So if you're looking to have a perfect marriage, then you're following a fantasy of the devil, because there isn't any perfect marriages. They all have, you know, issues and struggles and difficulties and things that they have to work through to get along with one another, see. And I've done plenty of marriage counseling over the years and plenty of deliverance for marriage people too as well. So I think I know a little bit about what I'm talking about here. And I've seen so many marriages. I've had them tell me that some marriages, couples have told me they fought every day for their whole marriage life. I find that hard to believe. They fight every single day, but, you know, that's what they've told me. And boy, what misery to fight every day of your life for your whole marriage life. And yet still, you know, they keep on trying to walk in this, but they need to, you know, continue to work on it by faith, you know, and begin to cast the devils out of there and lay down their lives for each other and begin to follow the word, you know, and they can begin to overcome and get deliverance, of course, you know. But the devils are looking for anything to pull you apart away from God, to pull you off course. I mean, you can go to the shop one day. Maybe you go in to go shopping one day and you have some errand to run and you go all these different stores and you begin to feel something. And feel like something's against you, or that everything's going wrong, or that people are looking at you the wrong way, or, you know, maybe you feel that everybody's against you out there, and you wonder what's going on. You go home and just feel bad about life, and don't want to ever go back and go to those stores and be around people again. I mean, see, this is just an attack of the enemy, and you know the enemy knows who you are. And you got to recognize the enemy knows who you are, saints, and he's going to try to make you feel bad some days. He could try to just make you feel like everybody's out to get you and everybody's against you, or they're prejudiced towards you, or they don't like this about you, or, you know, or they have bad feelings towards you, or you're doing something wrong. And so you just go home feeling bad and feeling about, I don't ever want to be around people again. I mean, you know, realize that this is just an attack of the enemy. Rebuke it and move on. So, or maybe you had a bad dream last night. Maybe the enemy attacked you in your dream, try to wear out the saints that way, or fall into sin that way, or cause you to get in fear that way. There's nightmares, you know, horror dreams. There's attacks of the enemy in people's dreams. I mean, the children are acting up maybe and horrible and you don't know how to bring your children into submission to your authority. That's the problem in a lot of marriages. They won't discipline their children. They won't do biblical discipline at all. And they wonder why their children are so rebellious against them and why they can't have any control over their children. They have no authority over them. They're just running wild they're just acting, you know, wild and rebellious what's that other word I wanted to bring up? But I don't remember it at the moment. But anyway, your relationships stink. What's going on? You feel things are just falling apart sometimes. These are the ways of the enemy, folks. You've got to recognize the source of these things. What is really going on, my friend? Well, these are attacks, and they come and they go. Some days are worse than others. And the enemy seeks to overwhelm us with life. In general, you know, he seeks it to just be too much for you, to overwhelm you with it all. And see, this is just, you know, recognize what it is. It's a lie of the enemy to try to distract you, to wear you out, to make you weary and well-doing, to get you where you doubt yourself, you doubt your authority, you doubt your walk with God, you know. And he's just seeking to overwhelm you, you know. With life, with stuff, with marriage problems, with children problems, with relative problems, with parent problems, with financial problems. See, this is all out war. We've recognized what it is and when we can walk in authority over it. See, if you'll recognize what it is, you know, he's trying to do this to us. He's trying to distract us. He's trying to wear us out. He's trying to, you know, we got to remember that we can't quit or let up on our defense or our offense either against the enemy. A lot of people just let up so easily. You know, there's no fight in them, you know. They've been, de-weaponized or something. I mean, they've just been demasculized or they've just been, you know, where they just have no war in them, no fight in them, no fight back against this stuff. No, they just put up with it. They just endure it as a horror on their lives and troubling of the devil. They just kind of, you know, take it, say, well, I guess this is just the way it is in life, you know, and the devil just beating on me today, you know. No, bind him and rebuke him and go to war in Jesus' name and say, no more. I rebuke you, devil. I bind you in Jesus' name. I loose the mighty angels of God into war against these devils right now in Jesus' name. Use your spiritual authority. But what if things just get worse, Pastor? You know, what if it seems things just aren't working out? You know, what if things just seem to be getting more and more bad for me? You know, sometimes it may seem like we're off course, and sometimes it may be that we actually are off course, and we could be in disobedience or even in sin and are allowing it to rule in our lives. And we need to look at that, see, because we need to obey God, and people take this so lightly today. They don't want to obey God, you know. We need to obey God and make sure we're listening to him. It's not always the devil. It could be us sometimes. How many of you have God ever dealt with you about quitting something you're doing or getting rid of something that you have, or you are doing something that you're not doing, or changing something that you need to change in your life? Have you ever been dealt with God about that? Think back. Are there times when he dealt with you in his loving ways, but you simply disobeyed him? You didn't quit doing it. You didn't get rid of it. You didn't do what he wanted you to do, or you didn't change at all. Has there been times with that, like that in your life? I think there has been for all of us at one time or another in our life when God was dealing with us, and we didn't yield to that. We didn't obey him. We didn't get rid of what we were supposed to get rid of, or quit doing what we were supposed to quit doing, and we just kept on. And and by doing so, we're giving place to the devil and allowing the enemy to continue to work against us. See, well, let's read a scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether you be obedient in all things. See, are we being obedient in all things? Are we just kind of ignoring that? You know, I dare to say that at that point in your life that you refuse to be obedient to God, it is very possible that you quit growing at the pace that God wanted you to grow at. In fact, when people refuse to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit, what happens? Usually their spiritual growth is stunted. And we got a lot of stunted Christians today, because how many know that a lot of people are going by their feelings rather than by what they're supposed to do by the power of the Spirit of God? You know, we can't do anything right except by the Spirit of God. Don't misunderstand me. It's not you trying harder. It's you trying to do this harder. It's the doing it by the power of God, changing or getting rid of something or letting go of something by the power of Jesus, because you can't do it on your own. Okay? But when you refuse to walk in the power of the Spirit and deal with those things, in fact, when people refuse to obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit, their spiritual growth truly can be stunted, because he deals with us strong for a while. But you know, when a person refuses to obey after time, it kind of fades away from our mind, and life goes on, and soon, you know, you'll not be feeling any conviction about that much anymore. See, because you've just denied the Lord promptings and dealings with you over and over and over and over again. See, and it doesn't mean you're not saved. It just means you didn't want to deal what he wanted you to deal with. See, and something can happen, and it can be a place where we could go off or go wrong at, and soon our life is unfulfilled, and you feel like you're missing something. See? Because we're called to be obedient children, not rebellious children. You understand that? We're called to be obedient children. And once you have a new father, don't you believe that we should obey our father? That you should obey your earthly father? And so if we have a heavenly father, which we can't really compare him to the earthly father because he's not like them. But still, if we have a heavenly father, then we should be able to, you know, obey our heavenly father. Amen? 1 Peter 1:14-15. Let's read that. 1 Peter 1:14-15. Here it says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of behavior. Conversation is what word used here in the KJV, but it means behavior. Be holy in all manner of behavior. For it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen? Hallelujah. It's written. So, if you identify at some point that you have disobeyed and you do feel unfulfilled, what in the world do you do to correct things? What am I going to do? Here I am. I realize, hey, I have not yielded to the Holy Spirit. I have not obeyed him. And he's quit dealing with me about that. And I remember that he did deal with me and I didn't do anything about it. So what do you do to correct things? Well, you go back to where you went off, went wrong, and do what the Lord required of you. Okay? And could this be why many of God's children, are depressed and frustrated? You know, they are God's children, but they are disobedient children. So could that be because they haven't obeyed the Lord? Could it be? Could that be one of the things in your life that you need to take care of? Has God dealt with you about something? And you didn't do nothing about it. He just went on as if he really didn't deal with it, you know, as if he really didn't deal with you about it. Huh? Well, anyway, what are we going to do to correct things? Well, go back to where you went off and do what the Lord required of you. Number two, repent for being a disobedient child. Number three, if circumstances have changed and you can't go back and obey, ask God to restore you to his growth process and ask for another opportunity to obey him. Amen? Remember, we must not pick and choose what commands of the Lord we will obey, like many of us do that. You know? Well, I can do this one, Lord, so I'll obey in this matter. Oh, but Lord, that's too much to ask of me. I can't comply with that one, so surely that's not you, Lord. So really, is that the way we're going to just pick and choose what we want to do? And if we don't want to do it, makes us uncomfortable, we'll just be disobedient? Is that the way we should walk with the Lord? And I don't want to be legalistic at all with this, because we can only do these things, if we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can only obey God through the power of the Spirit. Without him, we could do nothing, see? So if you think that you can do all this on your own, forget it. You're going to have to ask for the power of God to do these things. Amen? And when we obey, we will be blessed, and he will move us ahead to new discoveries, new place in God, new steps. We'll step up a little higher. We'll keep on the forward march with him, you know? But when we refuse to obey, though we remain as children, we might make a little progress and receive fewer reward, but that's we're not going to go as far as we could go, see? Because he called us to be obedient children like we read just a minute ago, see? Let's go to Ephesians 5:13-14. Ephesians 5:13-14. Okay, here. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Again, I just told you, the days are dark, they're evil, they're full of lies. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, verse 18, but be filled with the Spirit. See? Don't get drunk on the wine of Babylon. You surely won't obey the Lord then. Don't get drunk on the wine of the world, but be filled with the Spirit. See? Face this, folks, that a lot of folks, you know, in the church today, they don't want the light to shine on certain areas of their lives. They don't want to give it up. Well, people who like doing certain things, and that they're not going to give it up, even though the Holy Spirit says that's not what I want you to do. You know, that's not the way I want you to be. That's not the way I want you to act. And they're too busy doing their own thing because we live in a selfish, hedonistic society that wants to do what they want. Even though they're born again, they still want to do what they want. And they give the Lord limited authority in their lives to do what he wants them to do. They don't want to give things up. They don't want to give up their tobacco. They don't want to give up their alcohol. They don't want to give up their weed. They don't want to give up their lying. They don't want to give up their lust. They don't want to give up their greed for money. They don't want to give up a lot of things, see? They don't want to give up their adulterous relationship, okay, that keeps going on and on and on. Adultery, 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 sleeping around on their husband, their wife. What? You know, hello? You know, the Lord dealt with you about that. Why do you keep holding on to it? You're just inviting demons into your life, see? Certain things do when you're disobedient like that. But there are other things that you'd be disobedient in and maybe not have all these demons coming in. But there are things that you definitely will have a bunch of demons coming in if you're disobedient in those areas. Amen. So one thing that will help you in giving your will over to will the things of God instead of willing the things of the flesh, you know, one thing that will help you is to will the things of God, of obeying him, and to quit living so much in your own, is to quit living so much in your feelings, okay? Feelings. See, our wills have been given to us to make them his will. Not my will be done, but yours, Lord. That's what Jesus said when he went to the cross. Not my will, but yours. See, he's to blend our will with his will, okay? Not my will be done, but yours, Lord. So we need our wills to be given to us to make them his will. God doesn't hold us responsible for what we feel, but what we will. Think about this. Now, I want to show you this. See, you may feel like a temptation to commit fornication, but you will to resist, see? And when you will to, whether you do it only in your mind or really physically do it, you know, you have willed to it, see? Whether it be to commit fornication or whether it be to not commit fornication, see? You will to do it or you will to not do it, see? And so let's go look at Matthew 5 and we get a little better understanding of this, because your will is what's important, not your feelings. God, look at it, your will, not your feelings. Matthew 5, verse 27 and 28, it says, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her committeth adultery with her already in his heart." Well, what is that saying? Looketh to lust. Notice that. What does that mean? He that looketh on a woman to lust. That means willed to lust. See it? Willed to lust. Looketh to lust, it says. Well, that means they willed to lust. They willed to. See, in his sight, we're not what we feel, but what we will, okay? So we should live out of the spirit, you know, from a will yielded to his will, actually willing his will, not out of our fickle, ever-changing emotions, see, because they will lead us astray, and they will cause us to be a disobedience, see. If you live from your emotion, you're headed for trouble, okay? If you live from your emotions, okay, recognize that. And let's realize, too, that life usually isn't going to go the way we want it to go all the time, okay? That's one thing a lot of Christians, they don't understand that one. So they think that life just has to go their way all the time, and it just doesn't do that, okay? It doesn't always go the way we want it to go, see? And maybe you're off track today because you look too much inward and self has too loud of a voice in your life, see? And that voice of self is always running everything and trying to run you here, run you there, and you're caught up in yourself. You know, I'm sad. I'm unhappy. I'm depressed. I'm disappointed at what happened. I'm bound. I'm lonely. I'm poor. I'm disgusted. I hate so-and-so. I dislike that. And, you know, self cannot be the pivot point of your existence, saints. Okay? It can't be. Feelings can't be the pivot point of your existence. Jesus has to become that pivot point of your existence. Jesus has to become that reason for your living. Devils will attempt to have you have be self-focused, see? Focused on yourself. See, that's what the enemy tries to get you. Live by your feelings. Focus on yourself. You know, all of that. I'm lonely. I'm bored. I'm poor. I'm disgusted. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm unforgiving. No. Listen. You need to be Christ Jesus-focused, not self-focused. We must not continually be serving self and catering to its every little whim and every desire. If you are, you're going to be a miserable person. I tell you what, this is what makes people selfish. Pleasing self at any cost. Pleasing self at any cost. This is America. It's a selfish society. Out to please self. Live for gratifications of the flesh. Gratification of self. Make yourself happy. Well, make yourself, what's in it for me and for self? What's in it for self? See, that's what people are really looking for, Certainly, if you don't listen to a person, they get bored with you because they want to talk about themselves. But if you'll listen to them, they'll talk about themselves for an hour if you let them, and you'll make yourself a friend just by listening to somebody talk about themselves. See? But is that the kind of friend you really want, though? Certainly we can both be allowed to talk about it, things going on in our lives, and that should be an equal, sharing with one another. That's okay, But when you just, a person likes you just because you listen to them all the time talk about themselves and nothing else, and they don't even give you equal time. They might give you a little equal time, maybe a tenth of the time for their 100% of the time, right? Tenth of much of time if they have their 100% of time talking about themselves. You're my friend. You listen to me. Sometimes we do need to listen to people to be able to witness to them and to share, to get in their lives and help them, see their need for Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. But, we live in a self-gratified, self-pleasing society in America, and it's gotten worse. Young people, worse, because they're about themselves so much. Really, it should not be about self. But we should, lay down our lives for others and serve one another, the Bible says. But, we need to make ourselves delight in the Lord, see? By the power of the Spirit, and that will correct your course. See, you correct self when you make self delight itself in the Lord. You make yourself delight yourself in the Lord. But when self rules, what do people do? Well, they put feelings first. See, how many people that put their feelings first all the time? Christian who lives by feeling is then number one, a self-filled, self-centered Christian. A faithless Christian or one who walks in little faith. Why are they walking little faith? Because they're living by the feelings. See? And you can't function that way accurately and correctly in the kingdom of God. The just shall live by what? Sight or feelings? No, the just live by faith. He didn't say we walk by sight, the feelings that we feel. What we see, feel, touch, taste, and smell. No, we walk by faith. And when you put feeling first, it's like one is trying to build the second story before they built the foundation of the house, and it doesn't work. It's nothing for it to stand on. See? Nothing for it to stand on. But the just shall live by faith, right? We need to live our lives, number one, based on facts. Where are facts found? They're found in the Word of God. And then we exercise faith based on the facts, which possess the facts through, then feelings can come afterwards, after we have received, see? In other words, faith bears fruit in feeling, okay? In other words, being justified by faith, we have peace feeling. We have a feeling of peace, see? We have a witness of peace in us because we are justified by faith. We're walking by faith, see? Believing faith, you can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. See, you have a rejoicing that takes place. But see, living by feelings alone without walking by faith first, it's going to cause some problems in your life, see. Amen, folks. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting this, okay? Because, and you need to will, you need to will to change, okay? Not just, well, I feel I ought to change and don't do nothing about it. No, you will to change, not because you will to lust. Look at the lust. Remember what we talked about there, okay? So, correct and good feeling should be the result of faith exercised according to facts, according to the Word of God. Correct and good feeling should come from the result of that, okay? But you don't live by those feelings. You live by faith according to the Word, to facts, okay? Not lies, but facts. And many people are living according to lies today, and they're even in the church, and they're believers, yet they're living according to lies. And therefore, they're off course. See, I mean, how many believers believe the lie of a pre-trib rapture right there? That gets you off course, okay? Because you're believing an inaccurate thing, a lie. It's sent into the church by the devil to get people to become complacent. After all, I'm getting out of here. It's not going to affect me, you know. I'm going to be gone when all this bad stuff happens. Well, how many know the bad stuff's already happening? You're still here. And you're still going to be here when a lot more bad stuff happens, okay? Unless you go to heaven first by dying, you know, physically dying, and your spirit goes to be with God. Because I'm guaranteeing you're not going anywhere. You're going to be here till Jesus comes or else until you die, whichever comes first, right? Because you're not going to have a secret catch it away. There is no such thing in the Bible, okay, where you're going to have a secret catch it away and then all the rest of the people are going to stay here and go through the misery of the tribulation. That is not even scriptural. That's another lie of Satan that came in into the church in the 1800s through Margaret MacDonald, and it began to go through, and then it went to another man, and he began to spread it. And but Margaret MacDonald used to levitate, do some occult things. So you think that that's a source that God's going to use to bring truth to the church and some person that's involved in the occult? I'm sorry. I don't think so. And then, of course, you know, it began, Schofield really pushed it. Schofield's really a rapturist, and others have just pushed that lie that we're getting out of here any moment now. Before things get really bad, we're going. And that's not the Bible, though. The Bible says that, you know, he's going to bring us through the difficulty, through the river, through the water, through the floods. Like Noah went through the flood. He didn't get out of the flood. He went through the flood. Amen. All right, that's another story, though. And I'm not going to get into that now because we're running out of time here. Let me finish this up here real quickly. So we must not seek feelings, okay? Because we don't live by feelings, but we live by faith. So what do? We seek God first and live by faith and be indifferent to having feelings and emotions. Don't let them rule our lives. Just go on obeying God, doing the will of God, regardless of what you're feeling, okay? And you'll find at times after operating in faith that you'll have that joy unspeakable. At times you'll have the feelings, you'll have the goosebumps, you'll have the thrills of the Lord, and you'll have these things because God has emotions too, and there's nothing wrong with godly emotions, but there is when you live by feelings because the feelings is of the natural realm, and they can really lead you astray, okay? So let's go ahead and make progress with God today. But realizing now that some things that may have been a hindrance to your growth and your progression, and let's correct them today. Let's obey the Lord. Maybe it's some area you know what I'm talking about, and you know that God had dealt with you about some things, but you refuse to be dealt with. And if you really know that he's dealt with you about that, then let's get out of disobedience. If it's disobedience, commit today to correct that and obey the Lord. If it's living by feeling, stop it. And live by faith. If it's self-serving and a self-filled life, then crucify that flesh. Crucify it. And if you haven't been walking in authority over the enemy, it's time to start walking in godly authority over the enemy. Amen? Amen, folks. Listen, this is important stuff today that we talked about. It may not be something that, you know, people really want to hear, you know, because, hey, you know, who likes to have to do things they don't want to do, you know? I mean, but it's for your benefit, right? If God is dealing with you about something, he has a reason to deal with you about things, okay? It's for your benefit because he loves you, and the fruit of biblical spiritual correction by the Lord is always good fruit, folks, if we'll yield to it and let him have his way with us. So, Father, forgive us right now for being disobedient, Forgive us, Lord, for walking in, by our feelings instead of by faith. Lord, wash us in your blood today, Father. And if you've been dealing with you about something, just say, Father, forgive me, Lord. I know you've dealt with me about it, and I have been disobedient. I haven't obeyed you. And, Lord, from this day forward, I choose to obey you. I will to obey you and will step out in faith to obey you. And by the power of your Spirit, you will change me and make me able to obey you as I get my will in alignment with your will. Not my will be done, but yours, Lord. And therefore, I will obey you. I will to obey you. I choose to obey you. And I'm not walking by my feelings. I'm walking by faith, Lord, and I'm going to go in the direction you have told me to go in. I'm going to get rid of what you told me to get rid of. I'm going to let go of this habit that you told me to quit, that you told me to deal with, and I haven't been willing to do it. I haven't chosen to do it. And now I'm going to choose. I'm going to obey. I'm going to step out in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, I'm going to step into my authority. I put Satan under my feet. I'm going to crush his nasty skull. I'm going to crush him under my feet. I'm going to put him under subjection in Jesus' name in these areas of my life from this day forward in Jesus' name. Thank you for that. Amen. Just pray those type of prayers with me, will you? Amen. Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, Lord, that we might move forward and not move, be stuck and not backslide, not flip backward, that we could take possession of our marriage in a godly way, that we could take authority over our marriages, that we could take authority over our lives and the habits, the things that go on in our lives, the ways of our lives, the self in our life, and the feelings of our life. We could take authority over these things. We can bind and break the power of the demons that are attached to those things. In Jesus' name, if I say amen. Amen. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to do some deliverance tonight in a little bit, get rid of some spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, are you ready for a little bit of an intermission here? We'll just take a few moments here, and then we will come back and do some deliverance.
Thank you. know how much you love me, because you died. Now I know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me. Because you died for me. Because you died.
All right, welcome back. Here we are for the last segment of our time together that we have tonight. We're going to do some deliverance tonight for a while. Hallelujah. We're going to bind the devil and cast him out. We're going to rebuke the enemy. We're going to take authority over him, as we have the authority to do so. Therefore, we will do it. And I hope that you're doing it with me, so that you can get free from any type of these demonic entities that are troubling your life in any way, shape, or form. Amen? Amen. Do you want to keep them? If you want to keep them, you're in the wrong place. Don't even be a part of this. But if you want to get rid of them, then you're in the right place. Amen? And we want to get rid of some devils tonight in the name of Jesus. Take authority over them and cast them out. Amen. Amen. So this... these self-focused spirits that keep people focused on themselves. Let's deal with some of them tonight, amen? All right, all that self-focused demon, it calls you to be self-focused all the time on you, all the time on you, everything about you. Come out in Jesus' name. All that self-focused spirit, come out, 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 come out. All the way up out of there. It's always everything about you. You're focused on yourself too much. Come out all the way out. Causes you to do that. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out. All that self-focused spirit, I bind you, break your hold over people right now. You come out, come up out of there, move, 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 move. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out of there. All that self-focus, come out all the way, all the way, all the way. We bind you, we break your power. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that your word is true, Lord. We break your power, we break your curses, we break your witchcraft over us. In Jesus' name, you come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Spirits of strife, strife spirits, we come against you right now. Marital strife, marital wars, come out. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Go, all those marital spirits, marriage-breaking spirits that you've been had assigned to you. We come against those marriage-breaking spirits. Come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Go, go, go. We bind you. We break your power. In Jesus' name, you come out of there. Marriage-breaking spirits, come out. Come out. Marriage-breaking spirits, marital spirits. Difficulty spirits, come out, 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 come out. Spirits of rebellion, spirits in the children, come out. Go, 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 go. We break the curse of rebellion. Rebellion is a witchcraft. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Hello, the people have been rebellious for so long that they don't even know when they're rebellious. A lot of people, come out. All that spirit of rebellion, come out. Come out. I'm going to do my thing. I don't care what the Bible says. All that rebellion, come out, right? You don't want that. You don't want to have that mentality of, I'm going to do my thing, no matter what the word says. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. All that rebellious spirit, come out. Come out, 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 all the way. All that spirit of distraction, you come out. All trying to distract you, come out of there. All the way out, go in the name of Jesus right now. Spirit of distraction, you go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all that distraction spirit, got to go. Right now, the enemy's been trying to distract you with this, that, the other. Come on, all the way out. All that distraction, go, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Trying to pull you off course, come out. Come out, all that distraction, trying to make things go wrong. Come out, those demons are trying to get out of there. Come out, come out, come out, fear of distraction. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 come out, come out, come out. Come out, financial problems, spirits. Those spirits are trying to cause you to be in poverty and lack and never have enough to get by. Come out, those spirits of poverty, come out. Spirits of poverty, come out, out, all the way out. Come on, all that poverty curse. We break the poverty curse, the lack, the never enough curse. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. Keep coming up and out of there, all the way out. Come on, all those spirits of poverty, come out, 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 up and out of there, go, all the way out, all the way out of there, go, 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 disobedience, you come out, come on, disobedient spirit, come out, spirit of disobedience, come out, in Jesus' name, wants to cause you to be disobedient, come out, all out, 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 out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out. Spirits of disobedience. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come out. Come out. Spirits of disobedience. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all out, 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 all the way. Keep going, all the way. We break the curse of divorce right now. Break the curses of divorce. Jesus' name, if you've been divorced, we break the, are you thinking of getting a divorce, or you've had people get divorces in your family? We break the curses of divorce right now. Come out, come out. That's trying to come on to you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Break that curse of divorce. It has come on you. Come out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Go, go, go. We break the curse. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. That fear of being mocked, fear of being made fun of. You come out. Come on. Fear of being picked on. Fear of being made fun of. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of being made fun of. Fear of being laughed at. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Up and out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on, all that fear. Fear of being made fun of. Fear of being mocked. Come out. Fear of being laughed at. Come out. All the way out. Go, go. We break these curses over your mind right now. All these curses over your mind. We break those curses. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Curse. I break the curses. Fear of losing your mind. Come out. Fear of going insane. Come out. 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 Fear of losing your mind. Come out. Fear of going insane. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Come on, all the way out. All those vain imaginations, come out. Vain imaginations, spirits of daydreaming, imaginations, come out. Vain imaginations, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, go, 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 go. Up and out of there, go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out, come out. Vain imaginations, go. Go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Daydreaming, fantasy, role-playing, come out. Gaming spirits, come out, come out, come out. Hollywood spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Pretending spirits, pretension, come out. Pretending, come out, out, out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 come out. All that pretension, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, that fantasy, come out. Come out, fantasizing you're something you're not, you're doing something you don't do, come out. All that fantasy, come out, 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 all the way out, all that fantasy, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, you ever had your handwriting analyzed? We break that curse of handwriting analysis. Come out. Come out of there. Go, go. We break that curse of having your handwriting analyzed. Go, handwriting analysis. Come out. 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 Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Dream world fantasies. Come out. Dream world fantasies. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out, go in the name of Jesus. Dream world fantasies, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out, up and out. The blood of Jesus, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, up and out. Ever had your palms read? We break that curse off of you. Palm reading, come out. All those spirits of palm reading, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, palm being read, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Astrology, if you read your horoscope, you curse yourself. We break the curse, horse curse, astrology curse, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, go, right now, loosen, let them go. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, you got to go. Keep going. The blood of Jesus is against you right now, right now, right now. We break these curses that hold you in bondage to a certain life that because of the curse, you can't break out of it. You're stuck. You can't move forward. You're stuck. We break that curse right now. It keeps you stuck from moving forward, from moving out of the same old thing. It keeps you stuck in the same old thing, the same old situation, same old whatever it may be, you know, doing things the same way you've always done because you've always done the same thing the same way, you know. And God says, I've got more for you than this. I've got better for you than this. You don't have to just keep on with the same thing you've always done. If it's not the right thing, come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. Bondage to the familiar. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Bondage to repetitive habits. Come out all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out of there. We break the curse of this bondage to familiar, bondage to sameness, bondage to abuse, bondage to uncleanness. Come out. Come out all the way out. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way out. We break up that den of snakes in the belly. Come out. All that den of snakes in the belly, you come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, move up out of the belly. Move, 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 move. All that den of snakes. Move up out of people's bellies right now and get out of them. All the way out. They twirl around in there. They tangle themselves up in there, and it's hard to break them loose. But through the name of Jesus, they can be broken loose. So in the name of Jesus, we command to be broken loose, broken up, and come out. All the way out of there. Move, move, move. That den of snakes, come out. Come out, come out. Those serpentine spirits, come out. Those serpentine spirits in the belly, come out. All the way up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Move up out of the belly. Move, 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 move. The serpentine den of snakes, serpentine spirits, come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Curse on the eyes. We break the curse on the eyes right now. Curse over the eyes. Curses that come on people's eyes from various reasons, generational curses, curses of disease, curses of sexual, looking at pornography, curse on the eyes, come out of there. All the curse on the eyes, come out of the eyes, come out, come out, come out, come out. Diseases of the eyes, come out of the eyes. Curses, generational curses on the eyes, come out of the eyes, come out, come out of the eyes. Right now, we break those curses over your eyes right now. Come out of the eyes, the eyes, the window of the soul, fading attack of the eyes, come out. All the way out, go, 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 get out of the eye right now, get out of the eye. All the way out, 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 come 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 out, all the way up out of there, go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We cover the eyes, our eyes, with the blood of Jesus right now. Our eyes covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against our eyes shall prosper. We declare that over these eyes, that we've got given eyes to each of us. So we just cover those eyes with the blood of Jesus. We come against growths on the body, growth, ungodly growths, warts, whatever bumps on the body right now. Put your hand on them. We command them to be broken off your body and be healed, as well as the root cause of them. Come out, 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 come out. All these growths, warts, and dots, and spots, and bumps, you come out right now. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, 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 out of there, all the way out, all the way out of there. Go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Coming out, up and out, all the way out, up and out. Loose them and let them go, all the way out. We're talking to you, demons. You have to go in Jesus' name. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. Have to go, 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 move, move, move. Up and out, up and out, up and out, all the way, all the way. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out of there. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go all the way out now. Keep coming out. Self-deception, go. Go, go, go. Go all the way, self-deception. Come out. Come on, the self-deceptive spirits, you got to go right now. Come up and out of there. Up and out of there, go. In the name of Jesus, all those spirits of self-deception, got to go. In Jesus' name, up and out. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Self-deception, come out. Deceiving yourself, come out, come on, gotta go right now, loose them, let them go, loose them, let them go, all the way, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way, go now, stubbornness, go, stubbornness, come out, stubbornness, right now, we're talking to you, stubbornness, go, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, stubbornness, come out, stubbornness, go right now, stubbornness, all those stubborn spirits, come on, all the way out, all the way, depression, come out, too, come on, being down and out, depressed, come out, all that depression, you got to go, we rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, all that depression, come out, depression, come up out of there, move in Jesus' name, move in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, depression, down and out. Come on, that down and out spirit making you feel down and out of it, man. I just feel down and out. Come out, all the way out, that down and out, feeling like overwhelmed. Come out, that spirit of being overwhelmed. Come out, 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 caffeine addiction too, come out. Come out, caffeine addiction, come out, addiction to caffeine. Just got to have 5 cups of coffee a day or more. Come out, got to have all this caffeine. Come out, go all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, go, go, go. The caffeine addiction, come out now, all the way out. Come out, come out, come on, caffeine addiction, come out. Come out, 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 come on, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out. Loneliness too, come out, All that lonely spirit, come out, loneliness. Come out, loneliness. Up and out, go. Loneliness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, those lonely spirits. That's right. You got to go all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All that loneliness, come out. Come out, lonely spirit, come out. Come out, loneliness. All the way. Perfectionism, come on, you come out, perfectionist. Everything has to be your way, fixed just right. Perfectionism, just right. Come out. All that perfectionist spirit, come out. In the name of Jesus, come on, let's go. All the way out. Perfectionism, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, all the way. All the way. Keep coming out. Perfectionism, come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, all the way. Possessiveness, come out. Come on, possessiveness. You got to go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, that possessive spirit, come out. 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 Little spiritual laziness, come out. Don't pick up the word like you could. Come on. Spiritual laziness. Spirit of laziness. Don't get things done. Procrastination. Come out. Come out. Come out. Out, out, out. All that laziness and procrastination. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Putting things off of the things that God has dealt with you about. Come on. All that procrastination. Come out. Out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Procrastination. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse, the family line curses of procrastination. Come out. Come out. I'm all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go. Up and out. All the way out. Loose them. Let them go. Loose them and let them go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against these spirits today. We stand against you. You got to go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. Spirit of grief. Spirit of grief. Come out. Spirit of grief. All that grief. Come out. The spirit of grief. Wearing grief. Come out. All the way out. Grief. Grief. Grieving. Come out. All the way out. Grief and grieving. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. 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 Out of there. All that grief and grieving. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Grief and grieving spirits, go. Go, 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 go. Loose, loose, loose them. Let them go, go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, go. All that grief and grieving spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. The time of deliverance that we have had, if we really focused in on these things and commanded them to go. And I thank you for delivering people and setting them free, Father. There's so many more we could cast out, but time has run out here for tonight. But Lord, I thank you for the time we've had in deliverance today. And I thank you for sealing this deliverance to those who've received. Thank you for sealing the word to the people who received the word tonight. Let it become more than just a nice word that people heard. Part of their lives, Father, that they live in day by day. And we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. All right, folks. Thank you for being here with us tonight as we had online church here, radio church. And hope that you enjoyed being part of this tonight. And we appreciate you being here. And whether you had it tonight with us live or whether you do it tomorrow or the next day or next week, whenever you're there, may the Lord bless you and be with you and encourage you and strengthen you, because we are here walking the good walk and fighting the good fight of faith that God has called us to walk on the straight and narrow. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you tonight, and let's exalt him and remember to glorify the Lord and keep lifting him up every day of our lives, because we're here to look up for our redemption draws nigh. Amen. Bye-bye.
Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Believe me, for my promises of all possible reality, is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been. Get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can, make sure you'll pass the test. Look up, look up, look up once before you and don't stop. Go on, determined not to give in and be strong. Your redemption's drawing nigh, so be my servant, do or die. Look neither to your right nor to the left, but straight at me, your only hope. I'll help you overcome and cope. Hold on, my love, be faithful unto death. Look up, look up, look up what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, 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 my love, look up.
Look up, look up, look up, look up, look unto Jesus. Keep your eyes on him and knowing that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you every day of your life. Isn't it amazing to know that the Lord is walking everywhere we go and with us every day of our lives? And he's just a very present help in trouble, the Bible says. Are you facing any trouble? He's a very present help. He's there for you. He's there for me. He's there to see us through. As we walk through this dark world, he's seeing us through. And he will see you through and bring you out to where he wants you to be, into a large place, he says. Well, the Lord bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless you. And we're going to tune out tonight. I mean, sign out, that is. Lord bless you. We'll see you next Friday. God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.